the Blue Water area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it's Monday of Boat Week. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this. Blue Water Fest is this week. It's all part of the fun and festivity. And joining us right now, Natalie Watson, the DDA director for Port Huron Downtown Development Authority. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
When did you find out that you were going to be in charge of running this whole circus this week?
Gosh, I feel like
February.
Yeah, it was like end of March, I want to say.
The community has pulled together and is putting on a great Blue Water Fest, isn't it?
Yes, they are. I mean, it's incredible. We had talked about, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with an event this large. And people have really just kind of helped me put it together. So we've got a fun couple of days planned.
One of the big jobs, though, is going out and rallying sponsors, because this stuff doesn't come cheap, does it?
That is completely true. Yeah, that part, that can be a little rough sometimes. But, you know, it was really awesome how willing, you know, a lot of our community partners were, you know, able to step up to the plate. We've got this year, you know, DTE Energy. We've got Semco Energy. We have McLaren. We've got Bud Light, Kroger, Great Clips, Advia, Pepsi, SMR, EBW TV, Operation Transformation. I mean, the list just goes on, which is really awesome.
That's
so
fantastic.
That makes the event happen.
We're talking carnival. We're talking concessions. We're talking family night. Tom Seppo and his group from Operation Transformation are putting that on. What are some of the other things going on this week?
We have Taste of Port Huron is back this year. That's going to happen Thursday and Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. And that really just highlights a couple of restaurants in the area. We've got Betsy's Bakes, The Raven Cafe, Tio Gordo's Casina, Fuel Woodfire Grill, and Lake Effects that are going to have some goodies, some snacks out there that you can purchase and have a little taste.
Fantastic. The carnival, we should remind people, is going to be in a different spot this year.
Yes, it's in Kiefer Park, which is next to the City Building, which is where Rock in the Rivers happens every August.
What a great spot for that.
Yeah,
huh?
I think that'll be pretty cool, you know, riding the Ferris wheel and getting that view. You can't beat it.
When are they going to roll into town?
They're rolling in this morning, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it takes them a couple of days to get set up, but then they'll be open Thursday through Sunday.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, we got the Rotary Club International Day Parade on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. downtown. This year's theme is holidays, so that'll be pretty fun to watch.
All right. Sounds good. What else do we need to know about?
Well, we've got the Silent Disco, which I've gotten a lot of questions about that. But if you
I figured it out.
You?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, if you don't know, I kind of, you know, you just got to come down and see it and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. It's really, really fun. We're going to have, you know, face painting down in the footprint, henna tattoos, a caricature artist that does portraits, which those are always really fun. The Detroit Lions will actually be there. Well, not the players. I don't want to mislead anyone, but their ice cream truck will be there, and they give out free ice cream, which is pretty cool. We'll have the antique boat show folks there kind of talking about the event coming in September, which is a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. But yeah, and then we've got our awesome music lineup, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, it's a great lineup of music, huh?
Yeah. We've got a lot of local acts. We have the Revivers, Jimmy DeHenno, Airstream Jazz Band, Burnwood, Cliff Erickson, Ultimate Sounds DJs, Denny Dwyer, Carl Henry, Lost Cousins. Civic Theater is going to be there doing some songs from Footloose, Straight Shooter, and then the Mega 80s are rolling into town.
Fantastic, and that's all free.
Yeah, that is all free.
And then our friends down the hall at Q Country are putting on a show with Phil Vassar and Craig Morgan Thursday and Friday, so tickets available for that. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy one.
It's going to be fun.
I think we have good weather, so...
Ready to hit the ground running, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a busy week, but it'll be a fun week. This is the week that we look forward to every year.
Yes.
Natalie, good luck this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And thank you for what you've done getting Blue Water Fest off the ground this week. It gets underway with the parade on Wednesday night at 6:30. Right now it's 8 o'clock, time for news.